Yeah, absolutely. And you know, we're as sad as we are with the circumstances, we are excited about the opportunity to put a heightened focus on the work that we do online and to really elevate it in a way that will ensure that the, you know, folks from whether they're in Chittagong or Sydney or Port Hawkesbury or anywhere else in the world will have an experience of Celtic colors in their home on their screen. And so we intend to deliver 9 live stream concerts through the week of the festival in October from the 9th to the 17th. Same dates that we would have followed for the festival if we were having it in normal times. And along with those concert experiences featuring some of our favorite artists, of course, from here and some from around the world, we'll also be looking to showcase some of the scenery, the geography of the island, the unique cultures of the island, and hopefully through that, we will inspire people to want to make plans to be part of the festival next year, thinking about folks who may be wanting to visit from away who won't have that opportunity this year.